The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
As you all know, the Pontiff is arriving on our shores over the next few days. And during the news, you might have heard there that the historian Catherine Corliss, who worked tirelessly to uncover the details behind the deaths of those who lived in the Bon Secure home, called, of course, for a vigil. And she has now refused an invitation to meet with the Pope. And Catherine is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Catherine. How are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you? I just correct you there, Niall. I didn't get an invitation to meet with the Pope.
Oh.
Would have taken that up because I would have spoken on behalf of the survivors.
Okay.
Got an invitation to the civic reception in Dublin Castle from the Taoiseach's office. And that is what I declined. Because,
okay.
I felt...
I'm assuming the Pope will be there at the civic reception.
I know, right? But you wouldn't get a chance to say anything to him. But the whole point of the exercise would be to ask him to apologise and make an acknowledgement to the survivors of the mother and baby homes.
Well, can I say first, by the way, Catherine, you are one of my heroes and you're certainly a legend in this country. I'm one of the only people, by the way, to get a standing ovation on the Late Late Show. So
I know. I'll never get over that.
No, it was an amazing experience for you, Catherine. And I know we've spoken to you many times at the show. I mean, obviously, you want to have, you are there with this protest, obviously, in relation to those children and the deaths of those who lived in the Bon Secure's home. And how is that going to take place, or what are you planning on doing?
First of all, it was a woman in England called Annette McKay who initiated the whole thing. Now, she felt so strongly about it because her sister is buried there in that sewage area. And it has always been her wish and her mother's wish to find the baby's resting place and to bury her with the mother. So she has been at this for years. But she lives in Manchester, and she mentioned that she was coming over to stand with her little sister while the Pope was saying the Mass in the Phoenix Park, just to take a stand with the babies who are buried there. And when the rest of the group heard of it, we decided that we would stand with her, and it's more or less grown since that. There's a lot of people.
So you're all going to be there in solidarity with her.
On board now. There's a lot of survivors and a lot of just people coming along as well.
I mean, since your findings, your original findings back in 2014, and of course, obviously what has then come out, that there was roughly 796 babies who may be there under the site in Tuam. Has much happened? We've heard a lot about Catherine Sapone going down. There was a whole hullabaloo the last time she went down that the media weren't even allowed to be there.
Yes.
Has anything actually happened at all?
Well, we're still waiting. Niall, we're still waiting. She's supposed to make an announcement about her decision in September, but it was a very good meeting because a lot of the townspeople and a lot of the survivors turned out to that meeting, and there was an overwhelming majority asking her to remove the babies from the sewage area, to do DNA, to do a forensic examination and to reinter them. Now, she did tell us that it was her wish to do that, but she said she had a cabinet to go back and talk to, and she needs their approval. So we are waiting on that.
But they just seem to be keep kicking this down the road all the time. I mean, it's almost like they're delaying it for some obscure reason.
I don't know what's happening. I know the government, they have tried different tactics to delay. They even got a specialist board team on board from United Nations and from specialists, and they couldn't even come up with an answer. Mm-hmm. And it does seem, the bottom line is that it almost seems like it's too much bother to them that it isn't worth it. And to us, that's saying that the illegitimate children aren't worth bothering about. So that is why we're going.
Do you believe there's another underlying reason as to why they might be delaying it?
Well, I think that's part of the reason. They don't seem to think it's a long time ago, and why bother with them? But
well, then the suggestion there is, of course, that many of these women would be quite elderly now as well.
Well, I know that, but
the longer they delay this, the less they will have to pay out if they have to apologise for it or anything.
But I mean to say, there are plenty of their brothers and sisters still alive that were fortunate enough not to succumb to that sewage area. But the whole idea is, it's not exactly a protest. It's just a message, a strong message, that we're standing with the survivors and the babies in the sewage area, and just so that they won't be forgotten and all the pomp and the ceremony of the Pope coming. That is why I declined the invitation, because I felt my place was to stand with the Tuam babies and send out that little message that they're not going to be forgotten.
And for those who want to join you, and I'm sure you would encourage as many people as possible to join you.
Absolutely.
What time and where else exactly?
We're meeting in the Tuam Square at 2:30 on Sunday the 26th. And we are just walking quietly in sort of a funeral style up to the the mother and baby home site, which is about half a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock then we are meeting there, and we have a little, we have candle light, just candles lit, and we also got a very special gift from a Flemish woman who decided to do a little sculpture for the Tune Babies. Now, she only heard it on her local radio.
I did see this sculpture with all the little babies.
In the shape of a baptismal font made up of little clay babies. It's an absolutely beautiful piece, and we're going to lay that on the ground, and we're going to put candles around it and little baby boots, the same as what they're doing in Dublin and other places.
I did see a video circulating that somebody put together as well, right?
Son Alan put an absolutely wonderful,
beautiful video.
All on his own bat, because he has been supporting me big time, and his heart and soul is in just creating something. He wants to do a little something on his part for the Tune Babies before this decision is made, that may entice the government to do the right thing.
Well, if you see that video on Facebook, please share it around.
It's absolutely beautiful, and it's just simply the Tune home story, all in the space of 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's so well put together, and the music, by the way, is so poignant in it as well.
It is indeed. He spent a long time picking that and putting it all together, but he just did it his own. He's not a professional.
No,
he didn't make a good job of it.
And are you going to admit, do you feel you're missing out on the Pope's? Would you have gone to the Phoenix Park yourself?
I wouldn't have, because I don't support all that pomp and ceremony.
Right.
While they're not doing anything for survivors, they have to be literally pushed into doing something for all survivors of clerical abuse, of institutions and of the mother and baby homes. I mean, they're very slow.
And the statement the Pope made during the week,
The
statement the Pope made during the week apologising. Now, obviously, he didn't. There wasn't a suggestion that any steps had been taken to stop it happening in the future, but certainly apologising, and one doesn't know what he's going to say, obviously, when he's here on Sunday.
I don't know. But I agree with Colm O'Gorman, what he says. I agree with Mary McAleese. They have to really do something. Words are no good at this stage.
They're kind of just insincere words, aren't they, really, at the moment?
Well, I don't know. They don't carry much weight, really, because I feel that they were pressurised into doing it. The Vatican were absolutely pressurised because of Pennsylvania.
I'm sure you heard Matty McGrath's statements this morning and basically having a go at the ex-president as well, Mary McAleese, suggesting obviously that, you know, she shouldn't be speaking the way she's speaking in relation to the Pope.
I didn't hear that, no, unfortunately, but I say fair play to Mary McAleese. She's speaking the truth, and anyone who speaks the truth, they're kind of more or less knocked down very quickly, because it's the old thing, oh, you can't be saying that about the Catholic Church, you can't be saying this.
Mm.
That's very much alive in Ireland, but what we need is truth.
Well, listen, Catherine, it's been wonderful to have you on the show again. And
thanks very much.
And continue on, because as somebody says, by the way, and I'm on the text here, Catherine Corliss is a modern-day saint.
Oh, my goodness.
You've just been canonised.
Oh, no, I wouldn't agree with that at all.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Catherine.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you coming
bye-bye,
on the show.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so if you're heading along, or you want to go along, Tume Square, 2:30, and they will be walking up to the site of the mother and baby home there, and that is 2:30 in Tume Square. If you want to go straight up to the site, you can, at 3 o'clock on this coming Sunday, to coincide with the mass in the Phoenix Park, for those, I suppose, who may want to protest against the mass, in some sense that the church hasn't done enough, you know, for the survivors of mother and baby homes and Magdalen Laundries and everything else. I suppose that would be the place to be. That is at Tume Square, 2:30 this coming Sunday. Catherine Corliss, probably one of the only people ever to get a standing ovation on The Late Late Show.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.